Thank you, Bookmark. First off, I'm going to speak in language. Bookwick, I'm Ngaraero. Wanga watango merinwalan. Uningelemur, Tialkator. Nanaramin. Kawanga namirngelemur, Tial. Bookwick, I'm Ngara. Ngayabal kwatango merin. Numalang. Kaka, numalang ulungungungungi. Ngelemur matkin lili di bal ngayabalkmel. Just acknowledging the traditional owners of this land for having us here. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak at today's conference. That language was Japu language. That's the clan I come from. My clan is Japu, and my language is Japu. I speak Tuwal dialect. My language is important to me. My land and everything else, it connects with who I am, my identity. And this second intervention is somewhat very frustrating for Yolngu people, Aboriginal people all across the territory, and some of those who supports us in playing a role on how we can change the mind of government. There's been a lot of issues happening in our communities, and I can tell you now that I come from a community that is in despair. Now, nothing is happening. We've spoken to the government many times. We've had consultations. We've called upon meetings, called special meetings and everything. And nothing is basically happening on the ground since the intervention started. There are still main problems like gambling, alcohol, the abolishment of CDEP. That's another big thing that is going to have a big impact on the lives of Indigenous people, Yolngu people. Housing, for the community where I live alone, we haven't had housing since 2007. Nothing, not one house. And we are still waiting. It's something it's very essential for our community, but it hasn't happened. We seem to put our views across to the government, but personally, I feel and I know what's happening, and I can tell you now that nothing is happening. It's very frustrating. We've been all over the place. It's like we're being pulled in all sorts of directions, here and there, talking to people. Who is the right people to talk to? Where is the support coming from? And since the second round of consultations happened in relation to the stronger futures, not all of our views that we talked about is mentioned in that report. Our feelings, our frustration, not all of the stuff that we said, never went into that report, because I had a look at that report and it's all just crap, basically, I must say. And we are still talking about it, and to hear this here and to know and to find out about this second intervention that is still going to happen. It's just crazy. And people like my grandfather, Dr. Gondara, he's one of those people who speaks out strongly on what needs to be done and what is best for Yolngu people. And we put our views across, and things, our words are not taken into account. With the CDP alone, we have, Lenapu Homelands has about 340 people who are on CDP, and they are working as rangers, health workers, community workers, community coordinators, and it varies. The jobs varies across the board. Come April 2012, people will have no jobs. They will be transferred to Centrelink. ITEC will be in charge of those people. And they say that those people will be transferred to Centrelink, and they will be provided training in order for them to look for work when they're already working, you know. And I tend to think about that many times, and I hear people tell me that, Yananmul, we are already working. How can they say that we are not working, and yet they're going to put us back on CDP and classify those people as they're looking for job when they're already working, you know? And it's going to be hard, because when people sign up to Centrelink, for the homeland people alone, it'll mean that they're going to have to travel from homelands in and out to do paperwork, sign up with Centrelink, and then go back and wait. And I can tell you now that there is nothing whatsoever happening when it comes to training those people. We are already in the process of transitioning some of those people onto Centrelink and through ITEC. And already we have people sitting, those people who has been working before, they are now sitting and doing nothing, waiting for that training to come. But nothing's happening. They're the kinds of things that we face, that we are facing now. And it's something that's, there's a gap. Those people are falling down that gap, and they're waiting and waiting and waiting. And if they don't come to sign their papers with Centrelink, then they're breaching their agreement or something, you know? And that's the kind of issues we are facing now, and it's going to be hard for homelands people alone. And I don't know. I just don't know what's going to happen. Maybe they're going to move out. I don't know. But I can tell you, when it comes to the people living in the homelands, those kind of things won't make them leave their traditional land. They won't. Some may leave, some may not. But with the experience, I'm faced with that experience. I'm seeing, because I'm there. I know what's going on. And it's something that I think we all need to be a united voice to tell government that the second intervention is not helping the Aboriginal people. No. It's a racist thing. I mean, it's a racist legislation. That's how I feel about the whole thing. And That's me personally, and it's, and here I am talking about it again. At first, I must say, at first when the intervention came and when we had all these people come into Yirrkala, we were just shouting at them, saying names and all that stuff. But now, I think I still feel that anger within me. But we have to work together, talk to the government, wisely, use words wisely on how we can move forward and get their focus into what needs to happen. All this stuff that is going on now, it is just racist, and it is very hard for the Yolngu people because they have left us and classified us like we're the second-class citizens of this nation. But we are not. All Yolngu people, Aboriginal people across this nation, we are the first people of this nation, and they haven't come to respect, government hasn't come to respect and understand that and come to accept that. And here we are still fighting for our rights, and it is really very scaring in another way, I might put it, because I don't want to see my kids doing the same thing what I'm doing now in the future, because it'll be sad for me to see my kids and my grandchildren, if I get any, to see them talking about the same things I'm talking about now. It is something the government has to recognize, in effect, no matter who we are all people of this nation, and we should be treated equally. We are equals as human beings, yeah. And no matter where we live, we should have the same opportunities all across this nation. Thank you for listening to me, and thank you to the traditional owners for having me here. That's